This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too, as well as all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. Thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button for liking the page, and then jump in the chat room and converse with us, just like Sondi and Steve in Thailand and Al in Nebraska and, let's see here, Lynn in Cape Cod are all in there right now just chiming away. Oh, Maria in Germany. Good morning, Maria. And let's get going here with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. I forgot, almost forgot about Maria. And she's the most important of all because of the fact that she was one of the very first people years ago that came chiming in on the Internet.
That's right. Yeah, we love Maria.
Yep.
And it's great to see her in the chat room. And I think Richard's there, too, now.
Yeah, okay. So we got the good time gang in there, and we're adding more. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, Kyle, there is some developing news from last night coming out of Washington, D.C. A federal appeals court ruled that the president's border wall funding proposal, where he was taking money from different agencies and using it for the border wall.
Right.
The court said you can't do that, Mr. President. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And so, of course, that means that there's another step to take here.
Yep.
Of course, the president's lawyers themselves would have had some pretty good grounds to do this, so we got to wait for this to play out.
And it ain't over till the fat lady sings, as they say. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, did you notice who was back up at the microphone yesterday at the White House?
Who's that?
Dr. Fauci. Dr. Birx got up there first, though, thank God. And the coronavirus task force has been rejuvenated again with the spike in the cases that are out there. The vice president, that's his committee, reactivated the group.
Well, that's right. Of course, we're seeing these spikes in cases, and we know that we're having some pretty important action being taken, for example, in Florida and also in Texas, closing down bars and or limiting or banning the sale of alcohol.
Yep, can't buy a drink in a bar in Florida.
Exactly right. And so, of course, this is translating into the news media. It's translating into the people's consciousness, and so I'm sure that they want to be able to make sure that everybody understands that the task force is there and ready to address these things.
Now, you can go to a grocery store and buy all the beer you want, take it home and have a good time in your backyard, but they're trying to do that, again, for the social distancing and whatnot, because apparently there has been a spike, and there's no mistaking this, with the younger folks, the 20 and the 30s, if you will, because they were out there partying, have a great old time. They were out there in the street during the protest, and somebody sent me a note here and said, well, I guess that means there's going to be a spike in cases because of the president's rally last weekend. I don't necessarily think so, because a lot of those people were older folks, and a lot of them were wearing masks.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, and that is the riots and the protests. We understand about the protests, but it's interesting, Captain, even over in L.A. County, California, they're saying they're going to be cracking down on businesses this weekend, going in and making sure that they're complying, that they're wearing masks, and all these kinds of things. And my question is, why didn't they crack down on the rioters who
well,
are actually doing
it? I'll one-up you. Have you heard what Joe Biden had to say?
What's that?
If he is elected president, and if he was president right now, he would use an executive order to make the wearing of masks in public and in private, in public and in and outside the stores and all that stuff, mandatory.
Yeah, I did hear that he said that, and, you know, that's, you know, I guess bandwagon Joe, right there. And really, is that a policy, or is that just sort of a kowtowing, you know, some such thing? But, obviously, it's something that he's saying that he believes is just gonna get him some points, but I don't think it's really gonna get him the points that he thinks he's gonna get with that.
Well, no, because again, you got to be careful what you wish for. And when you take a look at some of these polls that are out there, and we explained this yesterday, and I'll explain it again today, some of these polls, number one, are push polls, and number two, they're all loaded, and they're loaded to the left by upwards to 8 percentage points in favor of the Democrats versus the Republicans. They do that on purpose because they're trying to achieve a certain result. Now, anytime the president in a poll like that comes within 5 points, it's basically a tie.
Well, absolutely. That's right.
And you have to subtract that 8% that's leaning Democrat out of the number to come back to zero and see what the actual numbers are.
Exactly. In other words, it's not the way the narrative that people are being told right now, because the idea is to make people start to grow weary, thinking, oh, you know, Trump is going to implode, he's crashing and burning. But I don't think anything could be further from the truth, Captain.
You got to look and see where we were 4 years ago when Donald Trump was down by 10 points to Hillary Clinton and so on and so on. And we're sitting at the same level roughly right now. And by the way, Real Clear Politics is where you go. If you really want to see some numbers, go to Real Clear Politics. You'll see the average of all the polls that are out there. That'll give you a better idea of what's going on. And it's not what CNN or the New York Times or MSNBC or ABC or CBS is trying to paint. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren. We appreciate that line you did. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, and I have been taking this product for 4 years, so you don't need to tell me whether or not it works or not. It does. And what I've got is arthritis from a lot of different injuries I've had. And as most of you know, arthritis can be very painful. Now, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities, how about stepping into something that's all natural, number one, that's good for you, number two, that will reduce the swelling and get rid of the inflammation you've got going on, too. It's called Relief Factor, and you can try the 3-week quick start by going to the website that they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, there's a little 2.5-minute tutorial by the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who started it all with Relief Factor. You can see that. They'll tell you what's in it, how it works, and all that good stuff. And then order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95. Again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want you to hear Joe Biden. Joe Biden proudly claiming that he told the whole world and the whole country way back in January that coronavirus was going to be a pandemic.
And as early as January, the middle of January, I was saying the pandemic is coming. We should be prepared. Why don't you use the legislation, the act that's available to a Defense Production Act to make companies move and build the things they need to build, provide the protective gear, build hospitals, et cetera.
Joe Biden is a lying sack of bull excrement because he never said that in January. You want to know what he did say?
What was that?
Well, this isn't going to be anything. Just go ahead and go about your normal life. Things will be just fine. They'll tell us if it's going to be bad. Joe Biden ignored the risk.
Well, sure, and of course, maybe Joe Biden didn't really. Well, of course, you know what he said about stopping flights from China. If I recall correctly, Captain, remember we were all xenophobic again.
Yeah.
And this kind of typical Trump stuff or whatever it was, and so of course this is all what they call a retcon, trying to sort of change things, you know, change the perceptions of the past and so forth. So this is just part and parcel of what we can expect for the next several months as we go through the campaign, and Joe Biden trying to tell you that he was all on top of this thing when he really wasn't.
It's what they do. They try to change, and again, the fundamental transformation of America. They are trying to change history right in front of our eyes. They're trying to take down statues right in front of our eyes to change the history, because if you don't see the statue, you got no history.
Well, right. And see, you know, one of the things, Captain, I think is so important, everyone should learn American history, warts and all, as they say. We have to understand the good and the bad about American history. Otherwise, we completely lose perspective, and we can't move forward. And, you know, as we came about in the 1960s with the Civil Rights Movement, Dr. King and so forth, we seem to be going in a much better direction. But you have people who literally want to make us go backwards. It's no joke.
Now, do you know anybody planning to go to Europe?
I don't.
Anybody but, from the United States is thinking about taking a trip over to Europe, whether it's just to get on a cruise or just to go vacationing or whatnot, the European Union is all set to stop Americans from traveling into Europe without having to take a 14-day quarantine once you get there.
Well, right. This is all based on the idea that, pardon me, that the United States hasn't, dealt with the coronavirus thing properly.
Well, we did it to them, remember?
Well, sure, yeah.
And now they want to do it to us. Turn around, fair play.
Well, exactly. But arguably, though, what was happening early on was anybody's guess. And those were emergency measures that were taken for the right reasons, I think. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is we've got the Democrats and our mainstream media that's out there pushing a narrative that the virus pandemic is all Donald Trump's fault, and that, again, and I did mention that briefly about over the weekend, the rally that he had in Tulsa. Oh, people are going to come down sick. They're all going to be sick, and they're all going to wind up in the hospital. Ah! No, they're not.
Yeah, I don't think that they will, and certainly we hope that nobody gets the COVID-19 virus. But again, this is all politics, because now, Captain, you know, for Joe Biden, there's virtue signaling from the Biden campaign because he's more or less staying in the Biden basement bunker, and that's somehow doing a public service for people.
He needs to be in the bunker and stay there.
Well,
and not come out again.
Exactly, but see, that's the thing. Joe Biden's responsible, and the Trump and Trump supporters are all reckless. But I can't imagine anything more reckless, Captain, than people that were burning down businesses, rioting in the streets, at a time when we weren't supposed to go to the park and take a walk or go.
Yeah, it was okay to go out and torch a building or go out there and march up and down the street. It was okay to do that, but my God, you couldn't have a rally. My God, you couldn't get together at your favorite bar with your buddies. No, you can't do that. And by the way, now that they got the bars closed again, the people can still go, but they just won't be drinking alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, they just won't be drinking alcohol. And I might mention, too, that, you know, evidently going to church is very dangerous.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm going to mention something about that, because I'll tell you what. Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo got their butts handed to them because the judge struck down their church lockdown orders and said, no, 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 churches are open.
Well, see, that's exactly right. But it is an absolute window, Captain, into exactly what these kinds of politicians want to be able to do, given the power to do it. And it's very, I think you have a lot of people very frustrated across the highways and byways that would wanted to go to church, go responsibly, go with the distancing, and so on and so forth, but they weren't allowed to. In fact, they were threatened in many cases about it.
And again, folks, just remember this one little statement, because I put it up on Facebook to see what would happen. The recent spike of COVID cases occurred after the mass protesting, not after the responsible reopening. Let that sink in.
Yes, very much so. Again, why weren't the public officials going out and saying, look, you've got to go home. You cannot be in the streets like this right now, you know, and so on and so forth. I mean, I understand the protesting and so forth. We all get it. But the reaction is so inconsistent that if you have more than 10 people in a restaurant, or then that's going to be bad. But yet they weren't applying any of this even-handedly. Yeah.
By the way, our Attorney General Bill Barr is worried about the voting by mail that is going to lead to election fraud, and it most certainly could.
Well, sure it could, because it's something that's on an unprecedented scale, number one. I don't think you have to sign up for it like you do for an absentee ballot. You've got huge kinds of problems with these things simply being delivered to people.
Well, actually, you do have to request one of those. They don't just automatically send it to you, and it is the same thing as an absentee ballot, voting by mail.
Okay, that is a good thing then. But generally speaking, they're trying to move this, and actually it's a fear factor thing as well, Captain, trying to make sure that, hey, you're too scared to go to the polls and vote, this kind of thing. So in many ways, it's not trying to make it easier. And I gotta tell you this, if the Republicans were the ones who were absolutely pushing for this, the Democrats would say, this can't be done, we haven't had enough studies yet.
No, they would say the same thing. Oh, there's gonna be all kinds of fraud. We can't do that because they know, because they're the ones that invented it.
Exactly. That's and so sometimes, you know, you look at these things and it's just so obvious. Yeah.
By the way, Mississippi, a flag that they've had for years and years and years, they got the stars and bars on their Mississippi state flag. Apparently they now have enough votes in the Mississippi state legislature to change the state flag and get rid of the stars and bars. So here we go.
Well, that's right, and certainly it's not to be unexpected, and I think, was it Faith Hill? I think she's native from Mississippi. I think she came out and said something that voiced her support for making a change there as well. So it's definitely getting into the DNA of all of this right now.
And Senator Joni Ernst came out with a great proposal, which I'm standing totally behind. Absolutely not one federal dollar funding for cities that have got these autonomous zones. Not one thin dime.
Well, absolutely, because what does it mean to have an autonomous zone, and what does it mean to lose?
Well, ask Andrea Mitchell, who almost got beat up on the streets of D.C. the other day, and had she not had her security with her, and had they not suddenly calmed down a little bit because of the what was going on, Andrea Mitchell was about to get beat up herself and laid out on the street. Think about that for a minute, folks. As we go to break, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more, and Mark Zuckerberg is back in the news. Again, probably for all the wrong reasons, but he kind of changed his mind, sort of maybe, about something. Wait till you hear this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With major coronavirus spikes in Florida and Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered all the bars in his state, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, ordering his bars closed for the second time with a record resurgence in new coronavirus cases following reopenings last month. In addition to the bar closures, Abbott, a Republican, said that restaurants will be required to back up to 50% capacity, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talks about the step back.
Our people of Texas, they expect us to protect their life and also to protect their liberty, protect their freedom, and protect their businesses and their jobs. And that's a tough balancing act, and that takes calm leadership that's optimistic, that's based on data, and moving forward. So we're still moving forward with a slight pause. We were ahead of everyone else. We're going to watch these numbers. But going back to a lockdown, that would have to be something catastrophic, and we don't see that in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Professional Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website to go to. And let me tell you something. If you haven't checked to see if somebody's got better coverage for you at a lower amount of money, then shame on you, because Geico saves people money. I've been with them for 14 years. They've saved me money every single year. How do I know? Because I'm out there comparison cost shopping for to see what's going on, to see if I'm still doing what I'm doing. And knock on wood, safe driver every year, 10%. And oh, by the way, they rolled back their prices this year 15% because of the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got a motorcycle, an RV, a boat, an ATV, whatever it is you're driving, they can insure it for you. And also, they can get you homeowners or renters insurance too. Now, I have my homeowners through them, and I have my vehicle through them. And as a result, I get what's called a bundle rate, and it's even cheaper yet. So, check them out online. Find out what it's going to cost you. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code. You can get a quote right over the internet and then go from there. If you want to speak to an agent, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You can do everything on the internet if that's what you want to do. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Nancy Pelosi is all in favor of taking a look at every one of the statutes that's out there, and she's all in favor of getting rid of the ones that don't appropriately fit the narrative. Okay, listen to this crap.
So then to follow up, what's your message to some activists who say the Founding Fathers, there needs to be a reckoning of some sorts, whether it's tearing down their images or just having a conversation? How should this nation handle the issue of slave owners and our Founding Fathers moving ahead?
Well, I'm very concerned about slavery in our country. I think it's a sin. I also am concerned about what happened to Native Americans in our country. So we have a list of grievances that are part of the early years of our country, and we do not want that to be continued by glorifying any of the people who perpetrated those injustices.
Now, her father was the mayor of Baltimore years ago, correct?
Right.
Her father brought in statues of well-known local Confederate officers who served with distinction in the Confederacy and put them up in Baltimore, correct?
Right.
We didn't hear about that, did we?
Well, no. Well, I mean, it's obvious the end result of this, Captain, is Nancy Pelosi has to be canceled at this point.
Nancy Pelosi does have to be canceled. She has to be voted out as being the majority in the House of Representatives come November, unless you want more of this crap.
Well, exactly. And see, but the thing is, you know, we're talking about the Founding Fathers, and they want to cancel the Founding Fathers because some of the Founding
Kyle, they want to cancel America. It's fundamental transformation of America. They want their version of America. It's a socialist version of America. Everybody that's paid any attention at all understands. And if you want socialism, I'll tell you what, go to Russia, go to China, go to North Korea, go to Cuba. Or better yet, and this isn't socialism, but it's close, fascism and religious indignation, go to Iran.
Go to Iran and
try all of this.
Or go to Venezuela.
Yeah, and try all of this and see where the hell you're going to wind up.
Well, they're going to wind up hungry and with...
No, they're going to wind up dead, more than likely.
Well, that's true. But, you know, Captain, and see, you're right. It's about canceling America, but they will do that via canceling out the Founding Fathers, because what the Founding Fathers, you know, brought together here, you know, it's not good. We have to, and America literally has to die in their minds.
Now, the president did issue an executive order last night pertaining to the monuments and the memorials and the statutes. So, you know, because again, there is a federal law on the books, but nobody's been paying any attention to it. And all he did was just emphasize the executive order pertaining to that.
Well, sure. And also, you know, because first of all, there is a process in this country by which we change things in our communities, whether it be a statue or naming of a street or where we're going to put the street lights or whatever it might be. There is a process. It is not supposed to be a mob rule that simply runs through your community and decides for you what you get to see, what your community is going to be looking like, and this kind of thing. And that's why, again, there's an orderly fashion to do this. And so the mobs are not interested, repeat, not interested in winning over hearts and minds, changing people's attitudes, changing people's opinion. They seem to be hell-bent, Captain, on establishing their own fascist regime where they tell you what you can think.
And I want to mention something that one of our listeners, Victoria, just posted on a post that I have on Facebook. She says, and here's her comments, there is no pandemic. There is a virus less deadly than the flu. Fake prediction models, recommended treatments that are killing people, unreliable and contaminated test kits, ridiculously inflated death counts, and media-induced hysteria to push an agenda whereby the end goal is to enslave humanity with forced vaccines, microchips, and police state surveillance, a.k.a. socialism. There is no pandemic. There is an Agenda 21 being played out in real life.
You know what we have to do, Captain, is we always have to be on guard. You know, we always have to check things out. we have to have some reasonable assurance that what our government, no matter who's in charge of the government, is telling us is actually real. It all has to make sense. And I think what the poster there is talking about is, you know, first of all, none of this seems to add up in a nice tiny bow, you know, tied up bow kind of a thing. And so no matter what, you know, we have to be sure. And but these days, even asking the question gets you, on the, well, shall we say, the naughty list, as it were.
Yeah, and our friend Sally in Plano, Texas, is asking, have you seen this, a Satanist saying prayer at a city council meeting in Lake Worth, Florida, an atheist resident gave the invocation in Lake Worth, Florida. That ought to be interesting. I haven't seen it, Sally, but I can't look at it right now. An atheist giving the invocation at a city council meeting. Wow.
Well, that sounds like an oxymoron for one thing.
Yeah.
Atheists wouldn't be giving an invocation for the Lord. They might be saying words, but yeah.
Yeah, and good morning to Mel up there in Saratoga Springs, chiming in. We appreciate you, my friend. Now, Facebook. I never did get to this, and we're going to get to it right now. The Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, announced a hate content policy change after his company shares took a huge drop yesterday of some 8%.
Yes, and this is big time. And what is driving this as well, Captain, is you have major advertisers like Coca-Cola and Hershey and others that are pulling their ad dollars out of Facebook for, in some cases I heard, I think for the rest of the year, but at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
That seems to be moving the needle pretty fast for Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Yeah, and there is a fake ID, which I posted in the chat room for all to see. There's a fake ID from some sort of organization that popped up the other day, and it's been out on Facebook making the rounds, and I put it in the chat room, the Captain's America, or the Captain's group. It's in there so the group members can see that. That is fake. The FBI verified the fact that this is something that could get you in big-time trouble because it's fraud representing a federal agency that doesn't even exist, stating that if a business owner required you to wear a mask in their place, that you could have them charged or whatever, and the fine could be as much as $75,000 or some stupid number like that. It is absolutely, positively fake.
Yeah, I think it was wording like the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, could be violated.
Well, there is an American with Disabilities Act, but again, the way you do that and the way that you would do it if it was legal to begin with is you have a letter from your doctor.
Well, sure, yeah, but again, it tries to sound more official by mentioning the ADA.
Because I have to have a card, and I haven't been on an airplane in a long time, but I have to have a card to get on a plane because I've got a metal ankle.
That's right. So it'll always set that thing off.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to have that card. Otherwise, they oh, my God, what do you got? You know, I guess they'd want to tear my ankle apart or something. Who knows? But anyway, it is what it is. And well, it's aluminum, actually, but it's metal. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren and I, we're going to take a first look at the highways and byways. And I'll tell you what. We have got some weather out there tonight. There's some storms roaring across the central part of the country we got to tell you about. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Thanks for coming aboard. And hello, Reno, Nevada. Hello, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Pine Bluffs, Arkansas.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate there, AM 1330 WLBB. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody down the road a tad bit at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, I want to tell everybody that today, and I almost forgot about it, and Kyle and I were talking about it, I'm going to be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farm, so the big arts and crafts day they've got going on there, and it's all politically and socially correct, and they've got the spacing out and all that sort of stuff, so you don't need to worry about falling over people. But I'll tell you what, masks are not required in Manatee County. So think about that for a minute. Some place where you can come and you don't need to worry about having to throw a mask on to do this, that, and the other. It's optional. If you want to wear one, fine, have at it, but otherwise they're not required. And here's the other deal. They're going to introduce the Captain's Club today. Ha ha! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Wait a minute here. The Captain's Club. There we go. Uh-huh. The throngs of thousands are now. But anyway, they're going to introduce the Captain's Club today. We tried it a couple of weeks ago when we were there, and it was kind of like the sample day for it. But now it's up on the menu, and if you go there, you can order the regular size club, or you can order the biggin, which I'm going to get the biggin, and I mean it's big. It's not one of those Subway 12-inch subs. It's bigger than that. I forget, and I'm not going to say the exact amount of inches long the roll is, but it's great. So I'll see you today down there from 9 a.m. to about 1 or 2 p.m. All right, so there you go. All right, well, let's get started here because we going to get some music going here. Let's get a little old-time rock and roll going. The Silver Bullet Band. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Back in the day when he had all kinds of long hair and a beard and all that good stuff. The old-time rock and roll music song. And let's bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, were you tapping your feet that time?
Absolutely. Yeah, I never get tired of old-time rock and roll.
No, not with Bob Seger, and that was back in the day when he got started. Now, let's talk about the weather. First of all, folks, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds are expected tonight and through Saturday across the Northeast, including New York City, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh, and those metro areas are all going to be affected. Meanwhile, heavy rain and flooding is possible from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Mississippi Valley. And I will tell you right now, and Kyle, I'm looking at it, there's some weather out there we need to tell the truckers about. First of all, if you're coming across I-40 in Oklahoma, let's see. Nope, I got to go up a bit. I had the wrong state. If you're coming across I-70, there we go, in Kansas, all the way from the Colorado-Kansas line, all the way over to Kansas City, and even further east over towards Columbia, Missouri, you've got thunderstorm watches, thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm watches, flood warnings, flood watches all through that area. There's a big mass and a big line of weather headed to the east, and then we pick it up again. Looks like it's still on I-70 in Indiana, and it goes across Indiana, across Ohio, into Columbus, and then up about Toledo. They pick it up again up there, and it goes all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania, to the New York state line.
Yeah, it certainly does. And so the two words, be careful out there on the road, absolutely.
And we've got rain up in Montana tonight. About half of Montana it's raining. We've got flood watches and warnings in the central part of Montana tonight, as well as the central part of Idaho. And then out in California and Nevada, and it looks like Utah, we've got our fire threat advisory again. You take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. We have fire threat advisories, fire warnings, fire weather warnings covering all around Salt Lake City and down through southern Utah as well. Also, fire weather watch all throughout the state of Arizona, but we've also got some high wind advisories as well. Now, this is all along the area of Las Vegas, all the way up to Carson City and Reno, Nevada, as well. So you want to be careful out on the roads if you have a high-profile vehicle. In the San Joaquin Valley, we also got that heat advisory that continues. We hope to see that dissipating here pretty soon. Northern California, in general, is going to be seeing some lower temperatures. And when I say lower temperatures, I simply mean lower than triple digits. We're still looking at 90s, the high 80s, and the mid-90s as well. So that's what's going on. But definitely this wind advisory covering a very, very large part of Nevada and parts of California and Arizona as well.
Well, they're also calling for dry lightning in some of these areas. And if they get storms with lightning, they're dry storms with lightning popping around, that's all it takes to start a wildfire. So please be careful.
That's right. And Arizona, of course, was already fighting a bunch of wildfires already in the last several days. So anything more will stress resources to the max.
Yeah. Now, while we've been talking, a couple of things just popped up on the map here. First of all, in western New York, Buffalo south to the Pennsylvania line in about 40 or 50 miles from Dundee, New York, you've got a bunch of rain and some flash flood watches over in there, too. Apparently, there's quite a bit of rain in that area or rain on the way. And then across the central part of Michigan tonight, you've got rain in that area. But in Florida yesterday, about noontime, Carl, in my area, the heat index was already at 105 degrees down here in Tampa.
Unbelievable. Obviously taxing the air conditioners, I'm sure, to no end.
Well, we were joking about our buddy Mike Gallagher, who came down here from New York to get away from the taxes.
Right.
We forgot to tell him about the heat in the summertime.
Right. Yeah, it's hot in Florida.
That's and true. I know where he's living over there on the Gulf. He's thinking, oh, I got this breeze. Yeah, well, the breeze doesn't really help you when it's 98 degrees in the shade, okay, because even when you go out there, I mean, it's not that bad really on the water, but elsewhere it's kind of miserable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully
we rely on air conditioning in this state.
Absolutely, and hopefully this be temporary for now.
Yeah, well, it is, but we've had, like, I don't know how many days in a row we set all kinds of records here, and the Gulf water temperature, and when we get into the, about an hour and a half or so, when I get into the marine report, the Gulf water temperature and the bay water temperature is extremely warm. God forbid if we get a storm of any type that comes into the Gulf of Mexico, because it will get, it'll become very strong very quickly.
That's right, and I recall seeing something just in the last day or so, Captain, where they do expect some storms maybe to start forming soon. So, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some weather down there to the south of the Keys and somewhere in the Straits of Florida, but so far I don't hear anything much about it. By the way, let's go over to New Orleans. We got fog in the New Orleans area tonight. Got fog in central Alabama around Birmingham. Got some fog tonight up along the Kentucky line. Louisville looks like right there over in Indiana. There's some fog in that area, as well as in the southeastern corner of Illinois tonight. And that's about it for the weather, Kyle. So there we go.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, remember, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. So when you see the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in, because they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you go in there and tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Number one, you might be listening to it at the fuel desk when you walk in there, because sometimes some of the different places have it on because we talk about Pilot and Flying J. But you go in there and get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll be glad you did. And I know even Kyle's done that.
That's right. Yeah, I love the Pilot and Flying J. And when you see that sign, you're going down the road, you know you can pull in and you know it's going to be good.
Yep, absolutely. And the Pilots are surprising people because we got Wendy's in them now. We got Arby's in them now. We've got also the McDonald's, Wendy's, let's see, Arby's. We got Chester's Chicken. Some of them have got the full service Dairy Queen with the ice cream, the sandwiches, and all that sort of stuff. And it's really pretty doggone good when you go in there and you get shocked as to what you're going to get. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to come back after the top of the hour news. And China is making some accolades in the political arena. We'll tell you what it is that they're doing right now. Wait till you hear this one. If you weren't upset already about China, you're going to be more upset. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.